A queen of comedy has died. Phyllis Diller kept audiences in stitches for more than 5 decades with her wacky fashion choices and rapid-fire one-liners. Diller died today at her home in Los Angeles. Her longtime manager told the Associated Press that she died peacefully in her sleep with a smile on her face. She was 95 years old. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this remembrance.
Phyllis Diller was glamorously outrageous. Or at least the character she created was glamorously outrageous. The one who wore wigs that made her look like she had her finger in an electrical outlet. Who wore gaudy sequined outfits. And that laugh. And those nasty jokes about her dim-witted husband, Fang.
Everybody says, why do you call him Fang? He's got this one tooth that's 2 inches long. I met him at a cocktail party. I kept trying to light it. About all he's good for is opening beer cans.
Phyllis Diller got a late start in comedy at age 37. At the time, she was married with 5 children. Her husband was chronically unemployed. In 2006, Phyllis Diller told NPR's Lynn Neary that's why she got into comedy.
Poverty. And my husband, Sherwood Diller, insisted that I become a comic.
Did you have any idea of how to go about doing it?
The thing is, I had been doing it all my life without realizing it because I'm a born comic. I was born funny. I think funny. And it was always my attitude toward life was funny.
But in the 1950s, when Phyllis Diller started being funny for a living, there were no female stand-up comedians making it big. Some critics have said Diller succeeded because a lot of her material was about mocking herself, her skills as a housewife, and her looks, making her less of a threat to male comics.
I was so ugly, my own Ouija board told me to go to hell. A peeping Tom threw up on my windowsill.
But in real life, Phyllis Diller never let her looks get in the way. In addition to stand-up, movies, and TV, Phyllis Diller was an avid painter and a classically trained pianist. She performed with dozens of symphony orchestras as the character Dame Ilya Delia. She even got some pretty good reviews. Phyllis Diller was also a gourmet cook, unlike her stage persona.
Of course, last week I had a little grease fire in the kitchen. Oh, it was in a sink, actually. Got a greasy sink. I have watched bugs slide to their death.
Phyllis Diller continued working well into her 80s. She told NPR, comedy keeps people going.
Look at all the old comics who live to be 100. Mm-hmm. I can name 2. George Burns, Bob Hope, Milton Berle, 96. What do you think keeps them alive? Laughter. Comedy. The light touch, seeing the funny in.
The late Phyllis Diller, comedian, pioneer, and self-described good cook. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.